In this bulletin, British Parliament passes a bill to stop a no-deal Brexit. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam to formally withdraw a controversial extradition bill. And in cricket, batsman Steve Smith helps Australia to 3 for 170 on day one of the fourth Ashes Test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. British Parliament's lower house has passed a Brexit delay bill which will stop Britain from leaving the European Union without a deal. The Brexit delay bill will halt the UK's exit from the bloc for 3 months if Parliament has not decided on a deal and stop Prime Minister Boris Johnson from taking the country out on October 31st without an agreement. The bill passed Parliament 329 to 300 in its first reading, 495 in favour, 265 noes in its second, and 327 to 299 in its third. The legislation will now go to Parliament's upper chamber, the House of Lords. British politician Nicholas Soames told the House of Commons the legislation is about protecting Britain.
Mr. Speaker, the bill before the House today is modest in its ambitions, but powerful in its mandate. It merely seeks to avert the immediate risks of the disaster of a no-Brexit exit on the 31st of October, and it thereby seeks to give the government and this House a further opportunity to achieve a resolution of this profoundly difficult issue.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam has announced she will formally withdraw the proposed extradition bill that sparked 3 months of protests in the Chinese territory. The legislation would have allowed citizens to be sent to mainland China to face trial, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. Ms. Lam says the events of the last 2 months have shocked and saddened people in Hong Kong and around the world. She says the government hopes to resolve the situation soon.
From this month onwards, I and all the officials will visit the community and speak to the people from all walks of life who have different beliefs in politics and different backgrounds, and use that as a communication platform for them to voice their discontent and find ways to address the problems.
The bill withdrawal comes just 2 days after a leaked audio recording revealed Ms. Lam told business leaders she had caused unforgivable havoc by introducing the bill, and if she had a choice, she would have apologised and resigned. In Italy, Giuseppe Conte has forged a coalition government with rivals the populist Five Star Movement and centre-left Democratic parties. The coalition was formed 6 days after President Sergio Mattarella asked Mr. Conte to try to form a new government in order to stop the fast-rising right-wing party from taking power. The government collapsed last month after Anti-Immigration League party leader Matteo Salvini withdrew his party from Mr. Conte's coalition. Mr. Salvini was aiming for an early election, however the new coalition government stops him. Mr. Conte says he has confidence the coalition will do what is best for Italy.
Strengthened by a program that looks into the future, we'll dedicate our best energies, our abilities, our passion to making Italy better for all citizens from north to south.
Leaders in the US state of Georgia have told residents facing compulsory evacuation to leave now, with significant rain and strong winds threatening the coast. There are concerns Hurricane Dorian is moving closer to Georgia after leaving a trail of destruction in the Bahamas and killing 7 people. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says 21 counties are facing a state of emergency and the coastal surge could be life-threatening.
We expect another high tide shortly after midnight, where again we can see a strengthened storm surge and more flooding depending on where the storm is at that point. These tides are prime opportunities not only for flooding but serious ground level flooding, which we will continue to monitor early into Thursday morning.
Tasmanians will now be able to choose whether gender is listed on their birth certificate, bringing the laws into line with most other states and territories. Transgender and gender diversity advocates plan to mark the milestone of the laws taking effect at the Births, Deaths and Marriages office in Hobart today. The laws also remove the requirement for transgender people to have sexual reassignment surgery in order to have a specific gender recognised. Additionally, Tasmanians aged 16 or over can register a change of gender without parental approval. In cricket, batsman Steve Smith has helped take Australia to 3 for 170 at stumps on day one of the fourth Ashes Test. Smith returned to the field for the first test since suffering a delayed concussion, which forced him to miss day five of the second and then the entire third tests. The former skipper finished on 60 not out despite wet and windy weather. Smith now reclaims the top spot on the International Cricket Council's batting charts from Indian cricketer Virat Kohli. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 17. Adelaide, a shower or two, also 17. Melbourne, showers developing, 19. Hobart, partly cloudy, 14. Canberra, much the same, 21. Wollongong, also partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, sunny, 22. Newcastle, similar conditions, 23. Brisbane, sunny, 32. Cairns, much the same, 29. And Darwin, sunny as well, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.